This section on Clement of Alexandria is intended to provide an introduction to the first Christian description of multiple levels or meanings within the scriptures. Often one jumps immediately to Origen, but it's important to realize that this approach existed before Origen. It existed within the Alexandrian Christian tradition, borrowing on Philo. And if you have not reviewed Philo's descriptions of the Essenes and Therapeutae, I strongly suggest that you do before we look at this material. It'll give you a sense of the continuity in the tradition. Clement is borrowing on, developing Philo's insights, and expanding them from the twofold approach or method which one sees kind of exemplified in the examples of the Essenes who search the ethical or moral or tropological meaning of the scriptures, contrasted with the Therapeutae who seek the allegorical, more mystical, more heavenly or time-transcending mysteries within the biblical text. Clement will expand this, as we'll see, and provide a kind of a fourfold approach. That on the one hand, also let me say, Clement is easy to misunderstand. His language is not easy to interpret in a couple of places. He is not commented on as much as Origen is. And so in many ways, although this represents the beginnings of this Christian approach to describing these multiple levels, or we might say multiple experiences of the biblical text on the part of those who seriously ponder and pray about them, sometimes Clement is a little bewildering, and please do not get perplexed at what may seem to be a lack of clarity. I merely include this material so that one has an exposure to this first Christian description of it. And you'll see that this page is divided up into a fourfold method, which is in a different color highlight, a different color background at the very top of the text, and at the very bottom, a second portion. And they're both taken from Clement's text Stromata, or Miscellanies, miscellaneous discussions of different subjects connected with Christian spirituality and Christian ethical behavior. In this first section, taken from the Stromata, chapter 28, he describes what he calls the fourfold division of the Mosaic Law. He's very much following in the tradition of Philo, for whom meditation on or reflection on the Hebrew Scriptures is the starting point for a contemplative ascent. But Clement also has another project, another purpose. He wants to imply that the Greek philosophers themselves borrowed from insights that were found in the Hebrew Scriptures, that Greek philosophy can be used because of the fact that there was an influence, Clement says, on Greek philosophy by ancient Judaism. I'm not aware of anyone who takes this seriously at the present time. No one believes, as far as I know, that this is really the case. Clement wanted to say this, wanted to make this out as a case, primarily so that Christians would not have any reservations about using the Greek philosophical tradition, so that they wouldn't feel that they were using a pagan or an idol-ridden system. Clement was certainly aware of the limitations of Greek philosophy and also of the dangers inherent within some of the mythology and archetypal imagery that pagan mythology presents and that are often used in the philosophical system. Clement was abundantly aware of this, but at the same time, he did not want Christians to shy away from using the best of what this tradition offered. And so he uses a Greek philosophical method applied to the biblical text and tries to link it to an understanding of the law. He's rooting it within an Old Testament tradition. Clement, by the way, also believed that there were two streams which Christians must draw upon. The first is the stream of revelation given to us in the scriptures, coming from the people of Israel into Christianity. And the other was the stream of philosophy, that God was somehow involved in the speculations of and the methodology of the great philosophers, Socrates and Plato and Aristotle, and that Christians should have no problem in taking advantage of it and using both streams. So he says in this first section that there is a distinction between the first, the historical level, and a second level which he calls legislative, pertaining to ethical exposition, a moral, or what would later in the Latin tradition or the Greek tradition be called a tropological method. The third, and this term is very difficult to interpret, he calls it a hierurgic or priestly would be the literal translation of this method. People have debated quite a lot on what he means by this, but he certainly goes on to explain that this has to do with the contemplation of nature. What he seems to imply here is that there is within the task of Christian hierarchy, Christian priesthood, a capacity to explicate, to explain, to tell forth what there is of the divine within the created order. Priesthood is a mediation of creation with the divine, literally an offering of the human and the created to God, and God's response of using priestly ministry as filling that created reality, that matter, with glory. The sacraments are the most visible example of this. So that may be part of what he means by this. And then he describes a fourth category that he calls theological, and this is important. The term theology here means this higher appreciation of mysteries, what Aristotle calls metaphysics, literally transcribed epoptics, epopteia, which for him is that which requires us to lift the eye of the innermost self above the created order to behold something of God's glory. If you drop down now to the next paragraph before that, the next paragraph after this section, he describes the fact that what we are seeking to do is to ascend into relation to God, to go beyond creation to the God of the universe. This is something that Greek philosophy sought to do, and which Christian theology must do with the biblical text. And so at the very bottom is in another different kind of highlighted text, a section that's surrounded by little lines, and it begins, "We are to take the purpose of the law in a certain fourfold sense." This is a reconstruction of a later description, or a kind of a conclusion to this section, in which Clement gives what you might call another understanding of a fourfold method. It's not a literal restatement of this earlier method, which is very close to what Origen and Cassian will describe. This is another way of saying in a different way that there are multiple levels of meanings within the scripture. This, by the way, is a reconstruction of Clement's text, which is possible to do because of Evagrius' citation of this passage in one of his scholia on Psalms. The original in Clement is broken off. So what Clement says here is that the law has a fourfold meaning. On the one hand, it has a typological sense. On another level, it has a sign, what we might call a symbolic sense. Now, distinguishing here between type and sign is not easy, because Clement doesn't go on to distinguish between these in his own writings. And it's not important that we appreciate the precise distinction between these two. Again, just being aware of the fact that Clement, in describing multiple levels, does it in different ways. There's the way we looked at before, that is the more frequently quoted way, but there's also this way in which he has a third level of commandments for proper living. Clearly, this is the ethical sense, and also a foretelling or a prophetic sense, a kind of time-transcending sense. So, just in conclusion, he says that this is the method that Moses and Aaron used to carry the people journeying from vice to virtue. And he means by that that we have an example of Old Testament priesthood leading the people of God through an understanding of the law that lifts them beyond material questions to a sense of the God who lies even beyond history, beyond the creation itself. This is not in the literal text of the Old Testament scriptures, of course, in the portions where Clement is claiming that it is to be found. This is Clement's Christian understanding of an allegorical way of interpreting this Old Testament model. And we move now on to Origen.